Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Para Method: Simplify, Organize, and Master Your Digital Life by Tiago Forte. Presents a practical system for organizing digital information so it supports real work and real goals. Built for knowledge workers, creatives, students, and anyone overwhelmed by files, notes, links, and apps, the book reframes organization as an outcome-driven practice rather than a perfectionist hobby. PARA stands for Projects, Areas, Resources, and Archives, four categories that can be applied across cloud drives, note apps, email, and task managers. Instead of sorting by vague subjects or rigid hierarchies, the approach emphasizes actionability and retrieval, what you are actively trying to accomplish, what you must maintain over time, what you want to learn or reference, and what you are done with for now. Forte connects the method to everyday friction points, such as duplicated notes, lost documents, scattered ideas, and context switching. The result is a flexible structure designed to scale with changing priorities and tools while reducing mental clutter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, organizing for action with the project's first mindset. A central idea behind PARA is that your organization should serve your current commitments, not your idealized future self. The method puts projects first because projects represent outcomes with deadlines, deliverables, and clear next steps. By centering the system on what you are actively trying to complete, you reduce the common failure mode of building elaborate folders or tags that feel tidy but do not help you execute. In practice, the projects category becomes a working dashboard for the next weeks and months, containing the documents, notes, links, checklists, and drafts you repeatedly touch. This creates a reliable place to look when you need to move work forward, which reduces context switching and the stress of hunting for the latest version of something. The book also encourages defining projects concretely, keeping them scoped, and closing them decisively when they are done. That closure is important. It prevents half-finished work from polluting your attention and allows your system to stay lightweight. Over time, a projects-driven structure helps you measure what matters by completion and learning, rather than by how beautiful your folders look. Secondly, separating responsibilities into areas to maintain steady control. Not everything in life is a project, and PARA addresses that by introducing areas as a distinct category. Areas represent ongoing responsibilities you want to maintain at a certain standard, such as health, finances, relationships, career, home, or professional development. The book highlights a common trap: people cram long-term obligations into project lists, which creates guilt and noise because these items rarely end. By giving areas their own place, you can store reference materials, routines, policies, and tracking artifacts without pretending they are short-term deliverables. This separation improves clarity in two directions. First, it makes project lists more honest and achievable because only finite outcomes stay there. Second, it creates a steady home for the information you need to sustain quality over time, like insurance documents, performance notes, meal planning templates, or recurring meeting agendas. Areas also help with prioritization because they reveal imbalances, for example, when work projects expand while health maintenance materials become neglected. Used well, areas become a map of your life and role commitments, making it easier to decide what to say yes to, what to simplify, and what standard you want to uphold. Thirdly, turning curiosity into value with a resources library. PARA includes resources to capture interests and reference material that do not fit a current project or an ongoing responsibility, but still have potential future value. This category is where research, inspiration, reading notes, templates, examples, and learning artifacts can live without cluttering active workspaces. The book treats resources as a curated library rather than an endless dumping ground. The focus is not on collecting everything, but on collecting selectively and making it retrievable when needed. This is especially relevant for digital life, where web links, PDFs, highlights, and snippets multiply quickly across devices and apps. By using a simple resource structure, you can keep useful material close while avoiding the pressure to process it immediately. The method also supports creative recombination. Ideas saved during one phase can later become ingredients for a new project. The book encourages making resources practical by storing them in formats you can reuse, such as checklists, outlines, or examples, and by filing them in a way that aligns with how you search when you are under time pressure. Over time, resources becomes a personal knowledge base that feeds better decisions and faster output. Fourthly, reducing clutter and fear of deletion through archives. A key reason digital systems break is that nothing ever leaves. PAA solves this with archives, a dedicated place for inactive material from completed projects, paused initiatives, and outdated resources. The power of archives is psychological as much as logistical. It gives you permission to move things out of sight without losing them. Many people either hoard everything in active folders or delete aggressively and later regret it. Archives provides a third option that keeps your current workspace clean while preserving a searchable record of past work. The book frames archiving as a routine part of finishing, not as a once-a-year cleanup. When you complete a project, you move its supporting materials into Archives, which reduces noise and makes the project's list trustworthy again. Archiving also supports continuity, because you can revisit past decisions, reuse templates, and learn from what worked without keeping old files in your face every day. Done consistently, Archives becomes a knowledge history of your career and life, enabling faster onboarding to new roles, smoother handoffs, and better future planning. Lastly, implementing PAA-ERA across tools with simple maintenance habits. PAA-ERA is designed to be tool agnostic, which is crucial because most people use a mix of cloud storage, note apps, email, calendars, and task managers. The book emphasizes applying the same four categories across platforms, so your mental model stays consistent even when the interface changes. This consistency reduces the friction of deciding where something goes and makes retrieval faster because you always start by asking whether the item supports an active project, an ongoing area, a resource interest, or belongs in archives. The method also encourages minimal maintenance routines instead of perfectionist reorganization. Rather than constantly rearranging, you make small adjustments when the environment changes, create a new project folder when a commitment appears, upgrade a project into an area if it becomes ongoing, or archive a completed set of materials at the end. The book links these habits to real-world productivity benefits, such as fewer lost files, less duplicate work, and smoother transitions between tasks. Implementation is presented as incremental. You can start with your primary repository, apply PAA-ERA broadly, and refine only where friction persists. The aim is a stable, low-overhead system that supports execution and learning. In conclusion, this book is best for knowledge workers, students, managers, creators, and anyone who feels their digital tools are controlling them instead of supporting them. If you have ever lost track of key documents, saved the same link in three places, or felt anxious opening your notes because they are messy, PAA-ERA offers a straightforward path to regain control. The main benefit is reduced cognitive load. You stop carrying a mental inventory of where things might be, and you spend more time finishing meaningful work. By separating what you are doing now from what you must maintain, what you might use later, and what you are done with, the system makes priorities visible and reduces background stress. Compared to many productivity books that lean on complex tagging schemes or app-specific workflows, this approach stands out for being simple, portable, and resilient as your tools change. It is worth buying if you want a method that can unify your drives, notes, and project materials under one consistent structure, without requiring constant upkeep. The result is a calmer digital life and faster, more confident execution. If you would like to support Tiago Forte, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.